Hello.
Hi, hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
How long is this interview going to take?
I promise you no more than 8 minutes of your time, sir.
How many?
8 minutes. Top 10.
Eight minutes? I'm very quick. No, I'm sorry. Basically, I don't believe it's going to solve anything. I'm a registered voter.
Well,
sir. Public education. I'm just going to tell you what I'm saying, and you can mark it down. Public education in New Orleans doesn't exist.
It's a charter school. Your opinions are very important to us.
Are you willing to listen to me? Charter schools have taken over ever since Katrina. Ever since Katrina's charter schools have taken over. This is an experimental place for capitalists who run education systems. This isn't a place that children are put first. Children are neglected. Children's needs are not taken care of. And our political parties have no concern for what kind of life or world they're leaving for children in New Orleans. That's my stance. Hope
and
you
that's
have a
good day. That's very impressive, sir. And I wish I could do a survey with you. Please, I want to learn more. Please, I would like to do a survey with you. I have never heard that before, so that was very strong. Wow. That really touched me, honestly.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you time.
It would mean a lot to me. I really appreciate it. Your knowledge is very important to us as well. Are you very interested, some interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race in statewide election in October 2023?
You kind of cut out a bit. In the governor's what? I'm interested in the governor's what?
In the governor's race in statewide elections in October 2023.
I'm not interested.
Not interested. Okay. And do you define your racial classification as African American, white, Hispanic, Asian?
I'm white, not Hispanic.
Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied.
Totally not
satisfied. Not at all satisfied.
Not at all.
Not at all. Got you. Thank you so much. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of buildings is a very important, a little important, or not important at all?
Improving the buildings of schools in New Orleans?
Yes, improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings.
Yeah, that's extremely important.
Got you. Thank you. And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence? Some confidence,
zero,
a little
zero
confidence,
confidence,
or no confidence?
No confidence.
No confidence at all. God. And thank you. If the New Orleans Public Schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
For your purposes, I would vote for it, but to be honest, I wouldn't trust the public officials to put that money where they said it's going to go. New Orleans is an extremely corrupt city. But I would vote for it because I wouldn't not vote for it.
Understood. Just to confirm, would that be probably vote for or definitely vote for?
Definitely vote for.
Definitely. Okay.
But I'm just letting you know.
Go ahead.
I'm just letting you know that electoral politics in this city are like basically high school politics. They aren't serious. Nobody in this area takes their public office seriously. I shouldn't say nobody.
Understood.
I shouldn't say nobody. But I would say the vast majority of politicians are only in it for status.
Understood, and thank you for your opinion. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which best reflects your view, the first one. Because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or the second one. Maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. The first one or second one?
The thing is that as long as schools are fixed to their zip codes, it's nothing's gonna really change. You know, it doesn't matter because the rich zip codes are not going to give money to the less resourced students. So I'm still in favor of the more socialist thing that you asked, like whatever the far side is, I'm still in favor of that. But I'm just saying that these questions aren't actually going to give you a valid answer. They're not. It's not a good question.
And just to confirm, you're in favor of maintaining and preserving school buildings, right, for future generations?
That the property tax should. But the other, but really, like when you're trying to, you know, in New Orleans is a very segregated city, and so if you're trying to have more, if you're trying to re-bring up the black home ownership, mm-hmm. You shouldn't be increasing their taxes. Taxes should be attributed to your income level, not necessarily a flat rate for property.
Well put, and thank you, sir. I appreciate that that opinion. Now I just want to move forward here. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if it was strongly influenced, somewhat influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. So the first one, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property. How much does that influence you, if at all? Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I would say somewhat. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Second one, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. How much does that influence you?
What's the difference? What's the specificity of this question?
These are statements that learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. But how much does that influence for you to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing and improving and preserving public school facilities? So how much would this influence you? Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not
again,
at all?
Just for clarity, you're saying that it's not a new millage. You're saying that it's just a continuing of the millage that's expiring.
That's correct.
Yeah, somewhat. Somewhat.
The reason here is learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. That'll be somewhat, just to confirm.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city, how much will that influence you?
Again, the question's just kind of a little bit too vague, you know what I mean? Because there are public schools there's like two public schools in this city but the thing is, it's really not even a public school system here anymore. We don't have a public school district. It's a charter system. So it doesn't really work in the same way the traditional public school system. So these they're managed by different charter. I mean, I know you know this. So it's just, I'm saying that these questions are kind of too vague for me, but because it should be according to the needs of the school and according to the needs of the neighborhood. So, you know,
I just want to inform you, sir, these are various reasons. These are just why people will be motivated to support a proposition. So this is basically just in general. So it's like basically asking if you're influenced
it's
by
that
reason.
We need more.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know I'm frustrated by these surveys because they don't really I haven't seen anything where things are really, we know all this. We already know all this. New Orleans school systems have been studied extensively throughout not only this country but across the whole world because of Katrina. So it's like we know all this stuff. So why are we paying for another survey when we know this stuff? But anyway, I would say somewhat. You can say somewhat for your
thank
survey.
You. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Say that one more time.
How much does that influence you? Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Somewhat positive.
Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. How much does that influence you?
Strongly, but this, I'm not learning it. But strongly.
Learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage.
Strongly.
How much would that influence?
Strongly.
Thank you. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without these funds from this millage, there wouldn't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. How much would that influence you, sir?
Wait, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me repeat that. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there wouldn't be any money available to maintain and preserve.
So is it basically saying that that money, that the Hurricane Katrina money, like, isn't what, that it, that it's, I don't understand the question, really. I still don't understand what that has to do with the millage. The millage is contingent upon, the federal government's contingent upon this millage?
Well, basically, from my understanding, is that in order to rebuild the public schools that were destroyed by Hurricane Katrina, they used funds from the millage. Because remember, this is an ongoing battle that they're trying to do, a continuation.
So you're saying that the government... Because,
from my understanding.
Okay, read it one more time for me, please.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, with the funds from this millage, there wouldn't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
Strongly
influence. Okay.
Yeah, strongly influence. I think that it's like basically now saying that. Can I just go back to that?
Go ahead.
It's basically saying that, hey, look, we've put money into this, but we still need to keep maintaining it. So if we don't maintain it, that's what this millage money is coming from.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry for that.
To my understanding as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I would vote for it.
Definitely or probably?
For the millage to continue, definitely.
Okay. And as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
No.
A teacher at New Orleans public school?
No.
A staff member or administrator at New Orleans public school?
No.
So you're not affiliated with New Orleans public school, correct?
No.
All right. Now, stop me when you hear the group containing your age.
I should say that I am affiliated with it because it's a public school, so of course I'm affiliated with it. I support it by nature. I'm a property owner.
Okay, you support it, but you're not a parent of a child enrolled.
I'm not a parent of a child enrolled, no.
Okay. Thank you.
But I'm just
and
again,
stop
I'm
me
just
when you
suggest-
hear the group.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 64, or 61 and above.
I'm sorry. I'm 32.
Thank you. Now, stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school?
I'm a college grad.
Thank you. Okay, and do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Thank you. Sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. And also, thank you for your opinion, sir. I honestly learned a lot from you. And I hope you have yourself a great rest of the Sunday.
Can you, before you go, what's the organization that you work with?
I work with Research Associates.
And does that do kind of like all sorts of different surveys or research questions, like kind of like you're kind of like a contractor for surveys and stuff?
That's a good question, sir. So they basically contract us to do a national public opinion research company. So we just do, the purpose of the calls is just to conduct this. And this specific one is just to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. So we just, I'm just got to ask questions.
Oh, yeah, no. I just could tell that you're kind of, if you're interested in kind of like learning more about like this kind of stuff, there's a guy named Paul Tough. Tough like we, you know, I'm tough, you're tough. He writes a lot about that stuff.
Paul Tough?
And he's tough, yeah. And he's got this book that's really, really great. It's called How Children Succeed. And he also has one called Helping Children Succeed. But they're available. You can even get them for free on his website. But they look at, okay. They look at, like, especially, like, New York City, New Orleans, a lot of places where, like, the public school systems are really underperforming. Well, not even that there's a big gap between underperforming and high-performing schools. And he kind of just breaks down how just like the kind of like the psychology of children and like why systems are difficult to change and all that kind of stuff. But basically he breaks down just how easy it is to kind of teach a child and how we could improve our school system. So he's a really interesting, he's a journalist, but you know, he's learned a lot. He's basically journals mostly about education.
Okay. Thank you. You said that's Paul Tough?
Paul Tough. Yeah. And How Children Succeed.
Yeah, he's. I was just reading here. He left college without earning a degree. So that's very interesting. I'm gonna read into it. And he returned to Canada and then served as editor of Saturday Night. Okay, so I'm gonna get into it. I'm gonna read into it. I appreciate you, sir, for that info. And
yeah,
thank you for giving me more knowledge there. You know, we live and we learn.
Yeah. So where do you live? What city are you calling from?
We're in Florida. We're based in Florida, Tampa, Florida.
Okay, not too far.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
good luck to you too during this hurricane season then.
Okay, man, I appreciate you. Thank you for your blessings and you have yourself a great night. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Take care.